Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners around the globe. I am your host, Dr. Rafshan Hashmi. My friends and clients call me America's India Expert. I'm taking a sponsorship for my radio show, so if you want to sponsor an episode of my radio show, please contact me for more details via my email, which is afshan@drafshanhashmi.com. To know more about me, please visit my website www.drafshanhashmi.com. Live callers, you can press 1 on your phone keypad if you want to be part of this conversation, and your calls will be taken in order it is received towards the very end of the episode. Also, you can send me questions or your thoughts through live chat. Happy Holi, friends. Holi, the festival of colors, celebrates the color of brotherhood and unity. The festival is an opportunity to forget all differences and just indulge in fun. Colors rule the streets in India, and people of all ages celebrate Holi. Friends, to be in the mood of Holi, let's hear the song from the Bollywood movie Silsila, directed and produced by Yash Chopra. Rang Barse Bhige Chunar Wali is a popular 1981 Hindi song. The song is sung by Amitabh Bachchan. The music director was Shiv Hari, while the lyrics were by poet Harivansh Rai Bachchan, based on a traditional bhajan by 15th century mystic poet Meera. Song is taken from Yashraj Films channel on YouTube.
Rang barse bhige chunar wali rang barse aur kinne mari pichkari tori bhigi angiya ho rang rasiya ho Rang barse,
Celebrates ultimate success of the good over the evil. There lived a demon king named Hiranyakashipu in ancient India. He wanted to take revenge of the death of his younger brother. The brother, also a demon, had been killed by Lord Vishnu. To take on Vishnu, the tyrant king wanted to become the king of the heaven, earth and everywhere. He performed severe penance and prayer for many years to gain power. Finally, he was granted a boon. Powered by the boon, Hiranyakashipu thought he had become indestructible. He ordered all in his kingdom to worship him instead of God. The demon king, however, had a very young son named Prahlad, who was a dedicated devotee of Vishnu. In spite of his father's order, Prahlad continued to pray to Vishnu. So the demon king wanted to kill his son. He asked the favor of his sister Holika, who because of a boon was immune to fire. They planned that Prahlad would be burned to death. A pyre was lit up and Holika sat on it clutching Prahlad. Yet at the end, Prahlad emerged unharmed by the fire and Holika, the demon, was burned to ashes. The earnest devotion and complete submission to Lord Vishnu saved young Prahlad. Thus was the triumph of Prahlad, the representative of good spirits, and the defeat of Holika, the representative of evil. It is from Holika that the holy originated. This legend is relived even today on the holy eve when the pyre is relit in the form of bonfires. Even today, people celebrate this occasion. Huge bonfires are lit up every year on the eve of the full moon night of the holy to burn the spirit of the evils. Now let us look into how did the celebration of Holi assume a colorful face. Well, it is linked to another legend, the legends of Krishna. According to the Hindu belief, Krishna was a reincarnation of Lord Vishnu himself. It was Krishna or Krishans, the king of the ancient city of Dwarka, who made popular the tradition of Holi. The origin of the colorful tone of Holi lies in the boyhood of Krishna. It all came up as part of his pranks. He used to play with his boyhood mates of Gokul and Vrindavan. Situated in North India, these are the places where he spent his childhood. Krishna used to play pranks by drenching the village girls with water and colors. Village girls were very fond of this boy. It did not take long for other boys to join in, making it a popular sport in the village. Later, as Krishna grew up, the play assumed a new dimension. It added more colors to Krishna's legendary love life. The legend of Krishna's courtship with Radha and playing pranks with the gopis, the girls in the dairy village of Gokul were mostly milkmaids and hence locally known as the gopis. The same tradition has become known through the ages, turning it into a community festival. This culture spread to other parts of India. The holy play of Krishna is documented in ancient paintings, murals, sculptures and scriptures found across the subcontinent. Holi has a history of celebration with Mughal emperors starting from the time of the Mughal emperor Akbar. Jahangir is shown holding Holi festivals in Tughs-e-Jahangiri. Many artists, especially Govardhan and Rasik, have shown Jahangir playing Holi with Noor Jahan, his wife. During the reign of Emperor Shah Jahan, Holi was known as Eid-e-Gulabi, meaning pink Eid, or Aab-e-Pashi, meaning shower of colorful flowers, and truly so owing to its carnival spirit and rejoicing for both Hindus and Muslims. Emperor Bahadur Shah Zafar, whose holy songs are relished even today, allowed his Hindu ministers to tinge his forehead with gulal during holy festival each year and writes, "Kyun mo pe mare rang ki pichkari, dekho kuwar ji dungi gari," meaning, "Why am I with color sprinkled? By me now you will be abused." The nobles, kings and nawabs exchanged rose water bottles and sprinkled them on each other along with the drumming of the nagras or drums. Has been an integral part of Bollywood. Songs around the festival have added color and energy to Hindi films. Holi is celebrated in a lavish way in Bollywood. Legendary Raj Kapoor started the trend of throwing Holi parties in Bollywood, and other stars and filmmakers followed. Amitabh and Jaya Bachchan also used to throw great Holi parties. Filmmaker Subhash Ghai used to bring the entire industry together at his Mud Island bungalow for the Holi celebrations, but he stopped the festivities about a decade and a half ago. A big draw on Holi among small screen stars is producer Ekta Kapoor's lavish party at her Juhu bungalow. Many celebs enjoy Holi party thrown by Shabana Azmi and Javed Akhtar almost every year at Shabana's parents' beautiful Juhu residence. It is a 40-year-long tradition that was started by Shabana's late father and renowned poet, lyricist Kaifi Azmi. Now let's hear a beautiful song of Hindi movie Shole of 1975, Holi Ke Din Dil Khil Jate Hain, sung by Kishore Kumar and Lata Mangeshkar. Movie was directed by Ramesh Sippy and produced by J.P. Sippy, and song lyrics by Anand Bakshi and R.D. Burman composed the music. The song is taken from Mahesh Mera 2 channel on YouTube.
Thank you.
culinary delights of Holi are gujia, papri, and kanji ke vade, puran poli, Rajasthani mithai, matri, and thandai, to name a few. I will give you my traditional gujia recipe, and here it is. Gujia is a kind of sweet especially prepared during Holi times. Ingredients: ghee or oil to fry. For the cover, 500 grams maida, all-purpose flour, 6 tablespoon oil or ghee melted. For the filling, 500 to 600 grams khoya, or if khoya is not available, you can use ricotta cheese, 1/2 tablespoon green cardamom powder, 25 grams chopped almonds, 25 grams raisins or kishmish, 25 grams dried coconut shredded, 355 grams sugar, or to taste in powdered form. How to make gujia? Sieve the flour. Mix the 60 tablespoons of oil with the maida. Using fingers, mix well so that the mixture takes the form of breadcrumbs and binds to a certain extent. Now add some water and knead lightly. Keep adding water as required and knead into a soft but tight dough. Set aside and cover with a damp cloth. Now mash the khoya or ricotta cheese and fry it in a kadhai or deep pan till light brown in color. Add sugar and cardamom powder into the khoya and mix well. Add almonds, cashew nuts, coconut and raisins. Fry for 2 minutes and remove from the heat. Allow it to cool. Divide the dough into small balls and roll each ball into a small round of 4-inch diameter. Fill half the round with the khoya or ricotta cheese mixture. Fold it and seal the round, twisting the edge inwards. Take care that the filling does not ooze out. Prepare all the gujias and spread on a cloth. Heat ghee in a kadhai or deep pan and deep fry the gujias in batches on a medium flame. When golden brown in color, drain and remove. Store for use in an airtight glass jar. Also, gujia molds can also be used. They are easily available on any Indian store. For using molds, place the rolled dough ball in a greased gujia mold and fill a tablespoon of filling on one side. Moisten the edges of the round and fold one side of the mold over the other. Remove the excess edges and reuse. Friends, cheers and thank you for listening to this episode, friends. This is your host, Dr. Afshan Hashmi, now signing off from this episode and see you in another episode of my radio show. Bye-bye.